'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, for they drank all the barley wine in the house. This is the perfect pour.
Merry Christmas! Happy Holidays! It's the perfect pour craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And I'm getting used to these new headphones.
Headphone
Everything
it up.
Sounds weird, bro.
Wow. Are we too tinny?
Yeah, you guys
too
mid-range-y? Are super tinny.
Are we nasally?
For the next couple hours, we're going to be talking. We're going to be your friend. Your beer friend, whether you're at work, working out, or drinking with along with us.
It's a strong word. I don't know if I want to use that.
We're going to be talking about the craft beers and drinking them all, hanging out.
Hang out.
Be a friend. And before we started recording officially during our tailgate session, we had a couple of locals. We drank local. Full circle, two full circle brewery. Beers that Matt bought, Beer to Brewer 87, donated to the show. One was Juicy, the New England IPA. And the new batch.
New batches.
Can we get Untappd to do halfway through the year? You know how there's 2018 batch, 2017 Juicy, 2018 Juicy. Can we get 2018
and a half.
Winter badge,
winter release,
winter check-in,
new brewer release. New,
this is a new beer. And also the Chinatown Underground, the coffee stout with the Lana coffee, and that's very coffee. They didn't mess around. They coffee stout, we're making it coffee.
If you want coffee, you're getting coffee. You're
getting it. If you like your coffee stouts coffeed, that was it. It was good. And the Juicy is good too. Nick may even have had some.
I'm not sure. Had a taste.
Yeah, a taste.
Had a taste of
good,
juice.
Good enough for the. Good enough. Yep. He's got to get a little juice.
Experienced. Good enough and for a check.
We're ready to. Who knows what will happen when a new beer will be opened? We don't know.
But, any minute now.
All I know is it's any exciting because now. The brothers bought a new board for a Christmas gift. Very
studio.
Very. Board. Very nice gentlemen they are, and I'm super excited about the board. It's not a, we'll good. Use it next week, but
yeah.
Oh my gosh,
sorry,
it's exciting stuff.
New board,
gold. New beer. A little growler has been opened up. They still use growlers these days.
Somebody does.
Somebody does.
I always put one in the trunk of my car.
Just it's smart. That's a smart move. Always have a growler in your vehicle somewhere.
Because they don't have growlers yet.
Because there's many places where I've just been, damn it, why not bring my growler? Because I've got 20 of them.
Uh-huh.
And I never seem to have one with me, and then I have to buy a new one. Now I have 21 growlers. So what do we got here? Is this a Southgate?
No, this is from Full Circle. It is their Resilience IPA.
Ooh.
This is our first beer. Resilience. Full Circle has our first Resilience. All right.
It's Spruce Tippy.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is.
There's not a whole lot of aroma. It looks very like standard IPA kind of almost pale. Oh, it's really clean.
Did Sierra Nevada give filtering requirements on their beer? This is not. I wouldn't say this is hazy, but it's unfiltered.
Yeah, I guess so. It's lightly unfiltered.
Hmm. You think Sierra would have send a filter pack with the with the ingredients?
This is what you must filter with. It's pretty good.
3 million micron particulate matter.
All right, I've got to freeze this in my mind of what I'm having now, so the next resilient I can. I can, my memory can side by side.
You mean on the 20th of December?
20th December. Tagus Koi is resilient. Psy IPA is coming out.
All the Resilience are coming out.
Pretty much all of them that can.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that are ready. And then haven't already released it and ran out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some of them already out.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada had to go back and edit things a few times because their verbiage was kind of weird and people took it and they'd revise it and be like, oh, no, this is what we actually meant. And then
oops.
Yeah, in the email they sent about it, it's like, hey, we noticed that some of you have already released the beer, but we're making the 20th the official release day. At least save a keg.
Right.
For National Resilience.
Whoa, everyone.
We might have forgot to tell you.
We didn't realize how fast you guys fermented over there. We're like, oh, they won't be able to ferment that fast. Hey, John.
Can you slow it down?
Somebody's releasing their Resilience. What? How did they do that? Well, the 20th.
They're resilient.
Tomorrow. If you're listening to this when this episode drops on Friday, tomorrow. It's everywhere. You can side by side like crazy.
You mean yesterday?
Whoa, wait. I don't know my dates anymore.
Oh, boy.
Check
your dates?
20th is Thursday.
Yes, yesterday. We had a grand... It was so awesome.
It was
what
awesome.
A day.
Oh, our resilience started.
Oh, yes. I saved... I so much money. So much money I gave to the cause yesterday. It was great. But all this weekend, basically, it's just resilient drinking and all.
Yes.
The most side-by-side beer probably ever, I'm guessing.
So
flights, side by sides.
The question is, if you got 12 resilient IPAs from different breweries, is it a mix pack or a variety pack?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Ooh. I say variety.
Mm-hmm. I don't care why, I just agree with you.
maybe mix pack. I don't know.
That sounds good.
Damn it. We have no this will never be decided. There's
the
no wonder
the
brewers. I need to ask the Brewers Association because my blog didn't figure it out. So we'll ask the Brewers Association.
Your team of writers could not decipher.
My team could not. Team
Louis, damn it,
Louis couldn't figure it
Make
out.
Make a decision.
Come on, Louis.
I'll poop and pee on it.
Yeah, you will.
All right, so let's
do some culture.
The official. Just so everybody knows,
we're in it.
It is pale. Which is 2-row malt. It has caramel malt, which is C60. And then the hops it called for was Centennial and Cascade. So they just pretty basic instructions. They gave you a little how-to on, purifying the water a little bit. And that's it. They're just like, here you go. Here's the tools. This is what it should be.
What's the parts per million into the filtration system? What's the microns, please?
Who knows? But they did say target ABV was 6-7.
Is it whirlpooled or centrifuged?
Yep.
Probably just cold crashed. I don't think they have either of those.
Wow, you'd think Sierra has all the toys.
Is it? Is it on nitro?
Nitro. No, you can't put on nitro.
Damn it. What's the serving temperature?
Do I have to cover it, the glass, so that the UV rays don't get in?
Yeah, what's your UV ray?
How many minutes can it be in the UVs? Wow, this full circle one's good. It's a good start.
There you go.
I'm having more.
It's a little bit lower IBU than the one, if there happens to be a second one that shows up. But
what?
This is still pretty good.
Hmm.
Not well, caring for the super flowery taste.
Oh, ooh. I'm not. What it's interesting though is I really want to have Sierra's, and like
we could get the baseline.
Well, yeah, that and just like, will it take? Because all Sierra beers taste like Sierra. Like, mm-hmm. I you get the Sierra backbone. Every Sierra beer has a Sierra Nevada backbone to it. And I'm not getting a Sierra Nevada backbone on this right now, so.
What's their secret?
Hmm.
It's in the water.
Yeah.
Chico water.
Mm, that's good. So what we got out there, some more culture, Matt.
Yes. Let me pull up my cellular telephone. So I decided to search the interwebs for beer news. And as you can imagine, there is many fluff articles that are not worth reading. And I sifted through, just going outside of my norm. I was like, what else is out there? I go to these tailored websites that have articles that I care about. And so I came across this article. So you've all heard of a eatery called Taco Bell.
What?
Hmm.
So
premium Mexican food, right? That's what that is?
Yes. So they had
premium.
They had an experiment.
It's not at all Mexican food.
Because they say commonly people will grab Taco Bell, then go home and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Taco Bell has this new thing where they've started opening cantinas. There's one down in L.A. There's one in Las Vegas. And these cantinas have alcohol there. And I know the one in Las Vegas, they feature that they have the alcoholic slushies that you can get there.
Ooh.
So now they're opening 3 new locations in Manhattan, and they are partnering with Blue Point Brewing to launch Big City Bell Pilsner in these restaurants.
Wow.
So you have a purposely made Taco Bell Pilsner only served at these 3 locations in New York.
Oh. Well, do they have crawlers? Can you get a crawler?
I don't know.
Siri, book me a flight.
I think that's a buyout brewer, the blue whatever. I feel like that
one.
Blue Point. I feel like that's blue a buyout.
Point. Yes.
Which I mean, it's Taco Bell. Who else are they going to work with?
But
that's interesting, though.
It has mobile ordering and self service kiosk and delivery service. They're like world, cutting edge. Cantinas,
apparently. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cutting edge.
Like, will they actually have a bar that I can sit at? Taco Bell?
They might have a bar in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's where I'd want one.
So,
I just finished my chalupa. I'm ready for a beer.
So,
and a bathroom.
My 99 cent nachos.
Ooh, wow. That's harsh.
Mm. That Velveeta cheese.
Can you make this spicy? Mm. Give me some fire sauce, please.
You have jalapenos? No, we don't.
Damn it.
Here's a fire sauce.
So this next one is from Men's Journal. I'll save you the,
15 best crunches for your biceps.
For the four-fifths.
That's not how that works.
The four-fifths of the article, I will save you. But the top two beer destinations, according to Men's Journal. Number one is the Doghouse Beer Hotel, which is BrewDogs.
You guys may
have seen an advertisement in your social media feeds. Yes.
What?
BrewDogs has a hotel.
So, in Columbus, Ohio.
How are you?
The property opened in August 2018. It has 32 rooms for beer-loving guests. Nearly every element is on brand, of course.
They beat Stone.
The in-room refrigerators are stocked with beers curated by the company's co-founders. There's even a fridge in the shower.
Shower beer fridge.
In-room taps pour a seasonal BrewDog beer. Breakfast is served with beer pairings. And the spa offers malted barley massage. Naturally, there are all views of the BrewDog overworked sour beer facility throughout. And so the number two on their list is the Fly BrewDog Airlines.
Wow.
Okay.
This takes it a step further. The same people behind Doghouse are launching an airline to bring drinkers straight to their hotel. For around $1,500 per person, you can snag a seat on the first round-trip flight, which takes off from London and lands in Columbus, Ohio, And the first one is on February 21st, 2019.
London to Columbus? A direct flight?
Yep.
Oh, man, they're in for a surprise.
On the plane, you'll sample limited edition BrewDog beers that have been specifically designed to taste better at altitude. Altitude beers.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
We're having an altitude beer.
Am I at the right altitude for this beer?
I hope so.
This was really shitty when we were at 1,000 feet, but now we're at 20,000. Oh, this is good.
Once you land, you'll have 5 days to enjoy the BrewDog Hotel and Brewery. Check out Columbus's best bars, restaurants, and breweries. So in case you're not at the best brewery, you could check them out.
This is our Columbus rep.
Yeah.
We don't have a Columbus rep. I'm pretty sure we don't.
And venture over to Cincinnati for even more brewery visits. If there's enough of the demand, there may be more flights in the future.
We don't have anyone in Ohio, do we? We need an Ohio rep. If you're in Ohio listening to the show, you want to be a rep.
I have Brad S. written down.
Oh, Brad. Brad S.
Brad S. But no handle.
Okay.
No social media.
Well, I'll look at the page while Matt's still reading there.
So, so those are the top two things, which, I mean, heck, if I flew to London and had $1,500 to burn, why not take that BrewDog flight to Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah, what the hell?
Why not?
Then, I'll go.
All right, cool.
Wait, is the hotel in Cincinnati or is it in Columbus?
Oh, Columbus, sorry. They said you could also go to Cincinnati.
Oh, you could also go to Cincinnati or, you know, other destinations. But we're in Columbus.
So, hey, Mikey, do you have any New Year's plans?
New Year's? No, I don't.
Let's segue into this next article.
I need some.
So, the Guinness Brewery... let's see here. Well, I guess the only Guinness Brewery in the United States is doing a New Year's Eve party. But here's the catch. You guys have heard, you know, if you're on the East Coast if you're on the West Coast and East Coast, it's the 9 o'clock midnight and there's the whole time difference.
Yeah.
So the Guinness Brewery here, they're going off of a 7 o'clock because that's what is midnight in Dublin.
All right.
So you can celebrate New Year's at 7 o'clock.
Old people are just like, yeah, I just want to get home. I've had those New Year's. You're like, yep, look, New York, it's New Year's. Let's go.
Midnight.
We're done.
Bye.
Yeah. And
it's 9:05. Let's go home.
There is a top secret beer that everybody that's at the brewery during the time gets to get for free.
Oh.
And they get to toast with said beer to ring in the New Year at 7 o'clock. And not only that, the brewery closes at 9 o'clock. Your local time.
Dad.
Yeah.
So. It's New Year's. Go home.
Technically, that'd be 2 a.m. in Dublin.
Okay, gotcha. So, all right. That's cool.
Okay.
Oh. Yep. So if you're looking to have a good time, just go to Guinness.
So, get
specialty unannounced beer.
Specialty. I like the, I like the just doing a new Dublin theme New Year's party.
On Dublin time.
Yep, on Dublin time. Yep. Oh, and here in the West Coast, that would be really early. You're done.
3:30.
They're like, woo, New Year's. All right, see ya. Everyone get the fuck out of here.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're looking for some odd fun.
Come on, it's 2018. Hasn't the Lions put in taps yet?
Are there still Lions?
I don't know. But if there are, they should
we
have
We lost our
now.
Lions a long time ago. That was the party Lions.
Party Lions.
Oh, yeah. After 1 o'clock, man, that place went off.
Woo. So I found another article, and it kind of upsets me.
Oh, no.
The website is called thetakeout.com, and they do taste testing Costco's $20 craft brewed beer variety pack.
Craft brewed.
And I was like, okay.
What the hell does that mean?
It's like, I'll give this article a chance. And I started reading it. And then it's like, they're American Pale Ale. And it's all, this beer is beyond perfectly clear, blah, blah, blah. Aromas, you know.
Aromas.
Beyond clear.
Good and this and
They've
that.
They've got the aroma.
And he gave it, on a score, he gave it an 84, which is decent. And I was like, their Costco Pale Ale is decent, 84. I was like, already disqualified this guy from reviewing beer.
You don't know what you're doing.
No. And appearance, pours a perfectly clear, bright orange gold with a tight, dense head of good retention.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, okay. And then they have an IPA.
Ooh, boy. Costco IPA?
Costco IPA.
Yes.
And same description.
Extra malts.
He gave it
I know where my New Year's party shopping's at.
He gave it an 85, which is not bad.
Hey.
They double dry malted it.
Pours a dark amber, nice light.
Oh,
with
amber.
Nice highlights highlights with
very aqueous.
Boasting a tight molassesy head of good retention. Just makes you want it. And then they get to the brown ale. And I was like, okay, I'm like, brown ale, that's pretty bulletproof. And then he gave that score a 75 and said it was disappointing.
Ooh. He's a brown ale connoisseur.
Disappointing
like,
brown.
Like, no, not up to my brown standards.
Then they have Costco. A stout. Can you guess what they did with the stout?
That low rating.
76.
Yep.
Not very
this
good.
This is a beer guy. This is a guy that drinks Coors and is like, whoa.
Beer.
What's with all this dark beer?
Whoa.
So here's his summary. The bottom line on the variety pack. The Kirkland brand's two hoppy beers are actually well executed.
Wow.
I found nothing major to knock about the pale ale or the IPA except that they won't wow you. So no wows.
No wow. No socks are still on.
He's trying to avoid us from yelling at him. They're like, I said it wouldn't wow you, okay?
They'd be at home in a brew pub 15 years ago. When brewing a technically solid ale that had any kind of hop flavor was grounds for praise enough.
Yeah.
Look at all this hop.
I praise you and your hop flavor.
I definitely wouldn't reject the IPA or the pale ale if offered. And for the price, less than $1 per 12-ounce bottle.
This guy's got a semi for these.
They're a solid deal.
IPs.
The malt-focused beers, however,
they're a solid deal.
Leave much more to be desired. They're not undrinkable, but they're not especially enjoyable either. If you're going to have a big party where folks won't care what they're drinking, you could do worse than this $20 variety pack.
Mm.
Better yet, save the browns and stouts and for dumping them into your chili or marinating your roast.
Mm. If you don't care about looking like a cheap ass, go ahead and get this variety pack for your New Year's party.
If you have any beer connoisseurs amongst your friend group, though, spend your money on some better six packs.
Wow.
So, he took a bullet for us, guys.
Good.
Said, don't buy the Costco six pack.
Because I was super curious about that. I was like, man, that's probably good.
Yeah. Sleeper.
Yeah, I just wish I had someone to review it so I knew.
Because I hate spending my money.
Yeah. Expensive Costco variety pack. Was it mixed pack or variety pack?
Variety.
Oh.
Damn.
Costco. Hey, Costco runs the world, so they say it's variety pack.
So variety pack. Same brewer, different beers.
That same brewer, different beers. Chalk one up.
What's this?
What's this?
Is that a looking What's out this? For beer?
I love gold.
New beer on the show.
My gosh.
First time to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a looking out for beer.
I feel like I'm having a donut and coffee at the same time.
Donated to the show by XL Barrel, a looking out for beer. It is.
And it tastes like Dunkin' Donuts.
It is coffee. From Harpoon Brewing. It is a collab, I guess, with Dunkin'. Dunkin' Coffee Porter.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the Dunkin' branding all over the bottle.
Thank goodness.
Flavor, it's got these like somebody crossed them off. Flavor specialty, classic porter, Dunkin' Coffee. Dark brown, espresso, dark chocolate, roasty, malty, smooth.
It's a Dunkachino.
Boston.
Boston?
Employee-owned Dunkin', by the way.
What?
Indy. I guess, does that mean Dunkin's Indy?
I don't know.
Unless they employ AB InBev, then yes.
I believe Harpoon's still Indy, right?
Harpoon? Your Harpoon?
It's kind of thin.
What's the matter with your Harpoon? It's a porter, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be thin.
It's not a robust porter.
What's the matter with you? Drink more stouts.
Yeah, kind of thin, guys.
Kind of thin. Kind of thin. This IPA is kind of hoppy. That's all I'm going to say from now on. This IPA is kind of hoppy.
IPA is a little bit hoppy, huh?
It's kind of hoppy.
Don't you think? All right. Is there more stuff, Matt?
Those are all the news things that I have.
Things, Nick.
All right. Well,
culture.
Thanks to my wife.
Thanks to producer Becky for cleaning the studio for once.
Holy moly. Nope. I think she's trying to sell this place.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm a little scared. She's like,
studio for sale.
Producer Becky came in and Dorktown studioed it up in here. It's uncomfortable.
Likely used podcast studio for sale.
Complete with futon 55.
Maybe she's trying to rent time in here. Maybe Trumpetsoul is going to come in here and record.
Yes. I hear they got a new board.
Yeah.
The studio's got a new board.
I'm here for the Airbnb.
What? Yeah, it's at a clean studio to sleep on a futon.
Yep.
But our futon has boxes on it. Oh, wait. There's no more boxes.
So what you're saying is my stay here is over.
Over.
Pet friendly, meaning our pet is allowed in there anytime.
Pet friendly, meaning Louie is going to bust in at any moment.
Yeah. No, you have to be pet friendly, not the...
Yeah. You cannot bring your pets. Louie will not like that.
No. Okay.
What's going on, so, Nick? Sorry.
If you find yourself watching Hallmark Christmas movies...
I might have seen that earlier on the screen
and
I wasn't watching it.
If you enjoy Hallmark Christmas movies, I mean, no judging here.
No, I don't.
We have the Hallmark
There's Christmas always a guy and a girl.
Movie drinking game.
All right. Yes.
So this will get you through your Hallmark
movie. When I'm at my mother-in-law's, crisis. I'll know this is my drinking game.
Okay. So you guys ready for the rules?
I'm ready.
All right. Take a drink when... And this doesn't say what you have to be drinking, so I'm assuming beer's allowed. Take a drink when a character's name is related to Christmas, i.e. Right. Holly,
oh, Nick, man.
Chris.
Would Faith count?
Sure.
Oh, all we could, right. We, yeah,
yeah, Faith. ETC, et cetera, is included, so fill in the blank.
Okay.
Someone disses a fake Christmas tree.
Oh... That's a lot of drinking.
There's mistletoe.
Oh, no, you got a fake one.
Not a fake tree. Oh, where's your Christmas spirit?
Come on.
There's just no Christmas spirit anymore. A newcomer partakes in an old family/town tradition.
Boy, what is this? Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You see an ugly sweater or tie.
Oh, man. I'm going to get drunk.
Someone gets snowed in.
Yep.
Someone drinks hot chocolate. Here we go. The big city person is transplanted to a small town.
Oh, man.
That's like 110% of them.
Nobody's getting out alive at that point.
A magical deal is made with Santa or an angel.
Santa and or angel.
Yeah. There's a reference to a dead relative, and Jingle Bells is played.
Oh, Uncle John, he used to work over there.
That old piano reminds me of Uncle John who used to work at Guitar Center.
He just came home every night, just going crazy about these two guys he had to work with.
He gave us gift cards every Christmas to Guitar Center. All right. You're supposed to finish your drink When the Christmas cynic is filled with the holiday spirit.
Oh, boy.
Or it starts snowing on Christmas Day.
It's snowing! Look at that! Would you look at that?
And finally, you could take a shot when you spot Candace Cameron, Lori Loughlin, or Danica McKellar, or the main characters fall in love.
Oh.
There you go.
Has there ever been a Hallmark movie where the guy and a gal don't fall in love? Does that happen?
Or they don't find the Christmas spirit.
Right? And they're like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, I was right all along.
I was right all along. Christmas sucks.
You sons of
bitches. The end.
I'm moving back to the big city, you
honkies. Going back to the big city. You guys are a bunch of fuckers.
Bunch of damn Republicans around
here. Oh, man. I'm going back. You guys are dumb. Well, now, good. I got a good, fun game to watch next time.
Like, oh, Mikey sure loves the Hallmark movies this year. Woo! Woo! I sure wish he'd wear pants, though, when he's watching with the family.
Woo! Man, Merry Christmas, huh?
Come on, Louie.
I don't think these two should get together. Where are they ever going to get together? Oh, my gosh. All these roadblocks. These two belong together.
Mikey, is that eggnog in your cup?
Okay. Is that more stuff, Nick?
That is, well, Stephnik. That is all, because I think we'll all be talking about some new brewery here in a little bit.
New brewery.
Oh. No idea what you're talking about.
Hmm.
Could you give me a little bit more information?
Hashtag new brewery.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Oh, something to look forward to in the Bincotts, I believe. Mm-hmm. Hang out for the Bincotts for that knowledge. I just have one question, really.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could mention the Deschutes layoffs, but I don't.
Sad face.
It's too sad. Laying off the Deschutes. I guess, are they pulling back?
Yeah.
People?
They're matching what. They're selling less, so they're trying to.
It's that equal mid, that out. Like, it's just like there's no in betweens anymore. It's like that mid sized brewer that has some distribution. If you're not like, but it seems like Deschutes has a pretty wide distribution. I don't know why they would have to pull back like that, but oh well.
See, if they'd send out more Obsidian Stout, everything would be fine.
I haven't seen that.
Exactly. There's my point.
I'm wondering if they
regulate it.
I'm wondering if they just, you know, at least what was released out to market. I know probably at the brewery it's a different story, but it feels like some of their beers that were sent out, either they didn't move quite quickly, so maybe branding or something, or maybe they just didn't keep up with the trends. Because I feel like Fresh Haze is probably the newest thing that came from them, but I feel like it's probably a year after
you would think it'd come out. A year too late.
It's a good beer.
That's the best beer they've come out with for in a long time.
Probably the most modern and crushable.
Mm-hmm. This is a crusher.
It's crushable.
The Black Butt.
Get it's down. It's always a solid beer.
Mm-hmm.
Get that, Producer Becky, because it's usually on sale at Save Mart, $8.99, six pack.
Yeah, they got reasonably priced models.
Reasonably priced.
They can't.
They're with the Stone and Sierra Nevada price range. Yeah. For sure.
And the 21st Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in there. And that's always nice. Well, I have one question that maybe nobody knows here, but okay. Can you recycle crowlers the same way you can just regular cans? Because are you paying, when you're buying a crowler, are you paying any California fees, aluminum fee? Because usually you're buying a six-pack of cans, you're paying a fee, and there's the label on it and stuff. But I don't never notice a label like that on a crowler. There's like a fee thing. It's just like such. It's just like a clean can.
I mean, usually everything has a CRV.
Usually the top of the can has like a.
You are paying 10 cents for that crowler, sir.
Does it say it on there?
Yeah. on the top that's etched in the top.
Pays attention to it. Okay, then I can recycle it. Because I, you know, the other day I took cans of recycling and I didn't put any crawlers in it because like, oh, maybe he thinks I'll try to pull a fast one.
Yeah, will they believe you?
Like throw some crawlers in there, just like, I don't know how that got in there. Looks like I've got 10 pounds of cans. Wow.
Hopefully they go by size and not weight. Actually, these, I guess these would weigh more, so never mind.
Yeah.
Carry on with
the All right, well, there. Question answered right now.
There you go.
I can
I never thought about that until you asked it, but. Yeah.
So, but it doesn't seem like when I'm at a brewery, I'm paying for that, like.
It's all on the back end.
Taxes in there. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, no, for us, we always do tax included. And then after we do all the packaging sales, the accountants go back in and
they take it out.
They divide the allotments of money to the different agencies that need it.
So if I'm buying a beer at Tioga at $7 and it says $7 up there, I'm paying $7.
Yes.
It's not going to be like $7.85 or something.
Merch could be different, but at least for beer, we try to do out the door. So we've actually had people give us crap about that before just because they're like, oh, well, we paid $8 at the brewery and this corner store has it for $7.50. And we're like, yeah, but once you add tax and CRV, it's more than $8. We just do $8 flat, so you actually save money.
Mm-hmm. Shelf price.
Shelf price.
Stop hearing everything.
I can hear everything. The ghetto bird is outside.
He's close.
Wondering what's going on out there. All right. Well, now that mystery solved. Go ahead. Recycle all the crawlers you want. Crawler it up.
Now you can go there and inform them. They're like, hey, John, how much are these? Are they 5 cents? And you're like, excuse me, those are 10 cents. You can correct them.
10 cents? Correct them. By the way, our Ohio rep, if you would like to, if you're going to go to Blue Dog Hotel, would like to contact our Ohio rep. It is Bradley, and he is at BHMF109. That is his handle. I'm not sure if that's Untappd handle or Instagram or Twitter, because I don't have that denoted, but. Sure, you can find Bradley.
If only somebody pointed that BHM out to you before this, before the show. So
yeah, nobody did that last week at all. That would have been good if somebody did, but yeah, they didn't.
Come on, bro.
Man.
Instagram.
Oh, it's Instagram? He's on Instagram?
See.
All right, there you go. We're going to go to BrewDog.
Looking out for
Wait,
beers.
This is wrong.
Uh-oh. What's happening? That's super wrong.
What's wrong with looking out for me?
No, nothing's wrong with it.
I mean, unless you like voicemails
first. Oh, why could change it up?
Why don't we just change it up and do looking it. Out for?
Damn it.
Yeah.
No. Maintain the order.
Oh. No.
Changing it up.
You know what? Changing I get it. It's 2018 and people are sensitive.
My notes are not correct now.
Oh, my notes are all
looking out
petty
for
wampas.
Is always the second. I don't put I don't write voicemails in my notebook.
Ooh.
Yes. Blank spot. I do. One line blank spot.
I do, and I still wasn't paying attention. Beers to look out for. I just have one.
Oh, that's why you're itching to get to it.
Yeah. Modern Times. Open in Encinitas. They've got their
Is that
new
a beer.
Their new place in Encinitas, and they've got a new beer called Open in Encinitas, and it's canned, and it's got a cool, awesome label art. It's got all these, you know, little scenes of Encinitas that represent Encinitas on the can.
Yeah,
and it's fun. It's right by my friend Derek's house, so. I am looking forward to going next time. And then I go down south. This is where my number one spot was like, I got to check out the Modern Times in Encinitas. So I'm looking out for those cans. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Also, looking out for one beer. Because this beer needs no competitor. From a little brewery called Six Point, they released Master Blend. So I'm looking out for that beer.
Whoa. Master. What is the style of that?
It's a bourbon barrel-aged stout in their iconic little Red Bull can.
Wow. That is funny.
So, and it's a... has a satin black label, has their little star up top, and it just says Master Blend along the side. And it's just
Master Blaster.
Sorry. Yeah, just Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels. I mean, it's just straight up.
It's a movie reference.
Oh. So that's what I want.
All right.
Looking out for
Encinitas, man.
Encinitas.
Stop right. Wheezing the juice.
Nick, what are you looking at?
Nick. Angry Chairs Imperial.
Sitting on an angry chair.
Drinking my Imperial.
I don't know what that says. I got someone give me writing lessons.
I think Angry Chair, he's singing about... He's been drinking milkshake IPAs.
Oh, that's the angry chair.
Stomach hurts, but I don't care.
Too much Taco Bell lager. Imperial Awakening from Angry Chair Brewing. Thanks to...
Imperial Awakening. Fridge mic is on.
Oh, yes. What will we find out?
Whoa. Hot mic.
Tell us your secrets.
Tell us your secrets, fridge.
Never mind. Put it away.
In the back center on the top shelf, if you're looking for what was earlier.
Back center, top shelf.
He found it.
Oh, good.
It's another crawler.
New and improved.
More crawlers. Oh, yes. I can take that. I can take that into recycling. Make some money back.
Money, Lebowski.
Just so you know, I had about 8 bags of uncrushed cans.
Ouch.
And made $25.
Woo!
Saving for about six. That was like 6 months of can saving.
Wow.
So
did you get on the wall? Are you on the wall now
of the recycling
high
center?
High score.
Look at this guy. He got $25.
High score. And then you got to put in your initials and it was butt.
Yes.
Ooh, it even sounds different.
Yep, it does.
Stealing all the aroma.
If you have really been training your ear, you would know that was a Pliny that just got opened.
Is this
I'm going to go all the way up on this glass.
Is this a Central all Coast the way Pliny? Up.
Yes, it is. A Universal label, Russian River Brewing Company, Santa Rosa and Windsor.
I'm getting my big glass out.
This was produced on 12/14/18.
Got my aroma glass up.
Oh.
So this beer is 5 days old.
Man, nice.
How long has it been since you've had a 5-day old Pliny, Mike?
It's been a while since I've been up there to Santa Rosa.
Yeah, get a little more.
So now Central Coast has Russian River beer.
Oh, wait, a moment of silence for this clarity.
Ooh, also a good song. And, clarity.
Clarity.
Tony Bags is in charge of bringing to a lot of the Central Coast. So our own Tony Bags is putting these on the shelves right now and kegging them. And I even saw that our friends over there at the Libertine have Russian River kegs now. That's the Libertine. So Libertine, you get the best sours in the world and Pliny's in between.
Can't wait to go to Albertsons and find old Pliny in the summer.
Oh, boy. The day Albertsons gets Pliny. That's a day.
Here we go. We're having Pliny.
But think about it.
Uh-huh.
Albertsons French bread with Albertsons spinach dip and Pliny. Is there any better afternoon?
Yeah, get some of their king crab legs and go sauce them up.
Okay.
I hear you're going to be over there enjoying all these the goodness that is the Central Coast.
I officially put in my vacation request for Tony's birthday weekend. So,
ooh, that's going to be amazing. There's going to be some bottles.
So
opened on that night.
But in his actual invitation, it says you could jump in and out at any point of the day. So
any point of the day. I'm going to try to
start strong. Maybe go for a nap and some barbecue and then come back in and be like,
I'm back.
They'd be like, were you here the whole time? Yep, sure was.
Yeah. Super was.
Yep.
And I'm refreshed.
I was in the back with Bill. Who's Bill? That guy. Is your name Bill? Yeah.
You don't know
Bill. Okay, story checks out. Cool.
My story just checked out. Okay.
Checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Questionable Mexican food. That's all I got to say.
So it'll be a good time. There's
Who do we have to thank for this Pliny?
Rad Stacy. So she happened to be over there, and she was like, oh, look, everybody's posting about Russian River. And I was like, okay, bring me one back, please. Thanks.
Bring one back.
And she happened to have an extra one, and she was just like, all right, when are you working? I'll try to get it to you. And so she stopped by today, and she's
like,
here.
That means we owe her. Great.
She's like, here's your freaking Pliny.
Great, we owe her. Don't worry, she doesn't listen.
Way to go.
She's not going to know anything.
Oh, man.
So I'm happy that
tasting great, like Pliny should.
Does it taste like Windsor, or does it taste like Santa Rosa?
Oh, yes, Windsor.
Because your shelf of Pliny's gives you a...
I know. This is a different label, man. This is going to look weird up there in that Pliny shelf.
What?
It's going to stand out.
Wow.
Doesn't have... Because it's got the classic label, except for the bottom has the Russian River Brewing Company on that. And those other ones do not have that.
Son of a bitch.
That's crazy. And it's got the logo, like Matt was pointing out some. There's some.
So there's 31 bottles wide, and they're at least two, or are they three deep?
In the studio.
Are they two rows deep?
Minimum two.
So there's at least 60 bottles of Pliny on that shelf, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah.
Had it. Ooh, well, that's, you know, not that shelf, but necessarily, but the Pliny bottle started before the Perfect Pour even started.
What? So. Before it was cool.
Before. Yeah, Dorktown. Dorktown was drinking the Plinys. Just saying.
Yep. Still a good beer.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
So good.
Will you talk about beer
or drink in your Pliny?
559-492-0542 or email us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, Keith Esms, for that alternate version.
That cover still gives me a chill.
It does something to you. It does something to you. It depends on your mood. It gets you in a mood.
In a mood.
You know who wasn't driving earlier? Scotty B. He said he had a triple.
And that
the daughter was going to have to do the driving. He's like, I just got through the triple and didn't even finish my flight, folks.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm buzzing.
Scotty B.
And hey, guys.
What's up? Perfect Pour.
It's Con Engineer.
Oh, hi, guys. Is this the
Colorado,
imperfect pour?
We're not doing a show today. We're just doing a regular call.
Saturday.
It is.
The day of days.
So Denver might not have its own style of beer, but we do have some Colorado IPAs.
Yeah, we have some places that have an IPA on, and they call it Colorado IPA, but it's just an IPA.
And Denver has an omelet.
But it doesn't taste like a Denver omelet.
Yeah, Denver omelet.
We also have
omelet stout.
Denver boot, which is that thing you put in your car.
Omelet stout,
man. Parking tickets.
Yes.
That was invented here.
The Denver boot.
It's super cool that Denver's the number two city. So, you know, why should we go anywhere else, really?
That's true. We have good stuff. We got good hazies. We have good stouts.
Yeah.
We don't have our own particular beer. But
a direct flight from Denver to Fresno now.
One, yep. But, you know... no offense to Chef, but who really wants to go to Chicago? So,
freaking snow.
You go there if you have to go there.
Come on, you gotta come up to Chicago.
poor Chef, poor XL.
So we had Oh, we just went to Launchpad, which was cool. We did a taster flight there. It's our new brewery for the weekend. It was pretty good. Had a really good DIPA.
Yeah, their DIPA was good. They had their both their pale ales were good.
Uh-huh. And their Cosmic Brownie was good. That was a milk stout.
Milk stout.
Yes.
Delicious.
It was delicious.
That's how you say it.
Milk stout.
So we had a question about Rush Day. So we were looking it up, kind of researching it. It sounds like it might be only a Tioga Sequoia thing, but funny enough, the band Rush has a, there's an international Rush Day, which is December 21st, which is next week.
That's something to do with them being a bunch of honorary fucks, and they wouldn't honor their contracts with their,
Yeah, well, and they released an album called 2112, which in most countries is December 21st.
Bottom port.
So that's International Rush Day. So we were wondering, with your Rush Day, is it named after just your rush hour beer? Is it named after the movie?
Yeah, we're confused about this Rush Day thing.
Or is it after the band? Or is it just because you get a rush when you drink coffee?
Nobody understands the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Shit.
As Chris Tucker said.
Oh, is that what it was?
On the movie Rush Hour.
Yeah. And then our other question is,
what is the strangest animal
you've ever seen in a brewery?
Yep. We've got some pretty crazy ones here.
Yeah, so what's the strangest one you've seen, Colin?
Well, the pig, for sure, at Four Nose. Somebody brought a potbelly pig.
Oh, no. Poor pig.
It just laid there, and everybody looked at it.
Seen
it was
that.
Pretty crazy.
Bacon.
See a pig chilling in the bar. It was on the patio, at least. It was huge, though.
And then Jules had a parrot at, was it a parrot or a macaw?
Yeah, she had a parrot at Strange Craft.
Parrot at Strange Craft, right? So that was pretty weird. But those are the weirdest ones we've seen.
That parrot would just sit on your shoulder, or she'd hand it to you, or it would just stand on her shoulder while she poured beer. And this is before people got triggered and millennials and stuff showed up in the tap rooms.
Parrot has triggered me.
Anyways, we want to know what you all have seen in breweries as far as animal-wise. And keep up
the good work, guys.
Bye.
So as far as what I've seen at my brewery, which is bunnies. This couple had come in. They're a very metal couple.
My God.
Metal like bunnies.
The guy has just the it's like
I want to know this gentleman.
He doesn't ever spike his mohawk, but he just has the strip. Then he just lays it over. You know, piercings. He's in a band in L.A. and that kind of thing.
Oh, he's into new metal.
His girlfriend, you know, black hair, wears all black, piercings and stuff. Super nice couple, very humble. But one day they come in with a stroller, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know they had a kid.
I didn't know you had sex."
Sure. All right.
Let's see the trophy.
And we go up to the stroller because they're just kind of like poking at it, and they had two little bunnies.
Look at them. They're all, ha, we'll get around there. No bunny rule. We'll make it look like we have a kid.
Bunnies are welcome. That's one of six.
Bunnies. That's I saw that sign the other day.
There were two.
Tioga Sequoia. Bunnies welcome.
That was two of six bunnies that have been to Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, there's. I don't even mind another story of the other four.
Pete and Michelle have brought theirs too. So anyways, that's at least the other couple.
Bunnies.
Then there's Julia. So there's all the bunnies.
Oh boy.
The weirdest animal that
I've
seen.
Come to Tioga, you might see a bunny.
The most upsetting and weirdest animal I've seen at a bar, which is Spokeasy, my favorite place, it was a pig. Somebody brought
their pig in there?
It was probably about the size of a football.
Ziggy pig.
But
Ziggy,
what was upsetting is everybody that was in there on a date immediately lost their chance because all of the females were all about this pig.
I'm only attracted to this pig now.
Yeah, they're just like,
good luck, bro.
They're like, fuck that guy. I'm just going to go hang out with the pig. So.
The guys just all went in the car. Yeah.
And I showered today for nothing.
Yeah. That's the most upsetting thing. You could have been Mr. Perfect, paying for the bill, open the door, everything. And they're just like, oh no, she's more interested in this pig than me. So go fuck myself. Got it.
Oh, man.
That's the Everything Goes Wrong movie. It's like, oh, I'm going to impress her by paying for this bill. And, oh, she's looking at the pig and didn't see the waiter take the check. Damn it.
Yep. But you didn't see my chivalry. You got to witness this.
That's why I always struggle with when leaving the $1 tip. Somewhere, wherever it is. I'm like, do I do it without the person seeing it, or do I make sure they see it? Like, I don't know what I really don't know what to do. Usually I just do it whenever I'm going to naturally do it, and if they see, they see, and they don't, they don't. But I'm just like, look, I'm leaving a dollar.
Yeah.
Like when they don't see, I'll like put it like all cattywampus. So like, oh, they'll see that because like it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, woo, that's a new dollar in there. But that guy's cool.
But if you wait too long, it looks like you're taking a dollar out of the tip jar. And yeah. You're like, what are you doing?
Or it looks like you're making it look like to make sure they see. You're like, ah, look, I'm leaving a dollar. Like, I see you leaving a dollar.
Casual conversation things. Here's my dollar.
But then at the same time, if they see it and they're like, oh, thank you. I'm like, oh, and then I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh, don't acknowledge me, please.
Yeah, was a dollar enough? Should I have done two?
I don't know. Really.
Hey, boys, it's XL.
Hey, XL.
I'm sitting in the Detroit Wayne Airport.
Yeah. Oh, Detroit.
Home to Buffalo.
He only goes to cold cities.
Wait, can we pause this real quick? Trip?
Oh, sure.
So, rush day. Completely forgot to answer that question.
Sorry, that was my fault.
So, originally, it was one of our brewers. He wanted to make a coffee stout. And I remember our brewmaster, Kevin, was quoted with, the guy walked into the office, handed him this beer and said, hey, Kevin, try this. And Kevin takes a sip of it, kind of like does a double take and hands it back to him, says, that's way too much coffee. And because
get the hell out of here, kid.
Get the hell out.
You know, years ago, maybe beers didn't quite have coffee.
We didn't like to have extra flavor.
Yeah.
Wait, that could taste something else. Get out of here.
And so it's like names went back and forth. And I think it was a little bit more towards the movie. But I mean, coffee does give you a rush. It's always been coffee bean and coffee roaster. That's always been the advertising element to it. But I think it's more movie than it is the band. However, on actual Rush Day, we do play Rush for like the first 6 to 7 hours.
I did hear on Rush. You know, the Ben Cott preview, I did hear Rush. I was like, really? I just thought to myself, really? Really, guys? Okay.
So, there you go.
All right.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that, I think Colin and Gene were correct in all their assumptions.
Back to the voicemail.
All right.
Oh, I guess I was a little late to the party with my emails from the Get It. Paul and Benj already called in, and just got to reiterate, those guys were super... awesome to finally meet up and have a beer with those guys. Tried to plant a seed for a new song into Paul's head. I don't know. Maybe if he ever gets out from behind the brew kettle, we'll see a new song one day. I hope.
Aaron Springs in Fairfax.
Great trip. Russian River is all shiny and clean. It's they got the chalkboard, and it's weird because it's like doesn't have the years of erasures on the chalk. So it's just like really clean and odd looking, but really great place. Hopefully it'll take a little traffic off of the downtown brew pub. Maybe next time I'm up that way, I'll get a chance to go to the brew pub again. But on the way out of there on Wednesday night, we stopped at Hen House Brewing up there in Santa Rosa as well, and that was pretty solid. That was a collab with Trakes, which was pretty awesome. I'd like to check out more from them. Then the rest of the week, kind of bounced around the Bay Area, hit Drake's, went into the city, did Cellar Maker, Tornado. We went over the hills into Santa Cruz, did Sante Adarius, a couple local spots in San Jose, including one that relatively new, a place called Lazy Duck, just like a little two-barrel brew house. But they had pale, IPA, a stout, all real solid. It was like a breakfast stout, really nice, a lot of roast. And then they had a few sours that were there, fruited sours, that I thought were really outstanding. If you guys or any of your listeners are in San Jose, or you might want to check out Lazy Duck. It's tucked away in a little industrial park, but check them out. I thought the beers were really good. I don't know. That's about it. I'm just looking forward to getting home. As much as I love being out on vacation, it's always good to get home. I'll keep drinking the beers. You guys keep up the good work. And cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you, XL Perro. Boom. He got to have a get it with that guy, Paul. Damn it.
Paul from Fairfax.
I need to get up there to the Marines. To the Benj's clerk.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Whoa.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
And I was going to leave a voicemail and force Steve and Zach to talk in it. But, you know, I totally forgot about it. Once I was alone with him. No, I wasn't really alone with him. I couldn't be that
You lucky. Wish.
But anyway, I never got around to saying, hey, let's leave a voicemail for the show. No, it didn't happen. And now it's Monday morning. So I had my chance. So it's not going to happen before the next show. But don't worry, one of these days soon, I'm going to get him to leave a voicemail like we used to. We've done that a few times. This is fun. So yeah, it was a really popping night. Popping it up. Oh yeah, that was popping Saturday.
Popping it up.
And you know, for those of you who missed it, I did post a video, and Mikey posted a video, and there's videos on the interwebs of the great day, of the great night. It was a very momentous
Wait, Kopi was there?
Day. It was great.
Great
Have
day.
A great
forecast.
Day.
Forecast.
Had fun. Had a lot of fun. So, what do I think is the best beer on tap there? Well, they're all so great. I know you were asking, hey, Scotty B, what do you think the best beer
Scotty
on
B.
tap? That night
what do you
was.
Think was the best on tap?
Well, if I had to choose, there's a gun to my head, and I have to choose, or I'm going to die.
Gun to your head, Skybee, you got to do it.
I think I'd go with the Smoked Gouda Porter. Woo! I do, but it's really tough. It's just because Woo! That is perhaps the best
I think Skybee's driving a stick.
I've ever had in the world. I've had a lot of porters, too, folks. I have had a lot of porters.
Like the black butt
porter? But yeah, that's my vote for number one. I don't want to rank them all because it was hard enough for me just to come up with a top one. But I loved them all. So if you guys get a chance, you listeners, come to Zach's Brewing. And you won't be disappointed. Let me tell you, something for everybody. And it's fun. So keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Thanks, gotta be. From that report from Zach's Brewing. And he's driving. He was really driving. You could hear. You could hear the
really driving.
You could hear his transmission changing the gears of his car. And it was great. And we have a new beer. We opened up a new beer while Scotty B was leaving a voicemail. From Tioga Sequoia. Is this the Resilience?
It is.
Oh my God. We got a second Resilience. We can do a side-by-side.
Double Resilience.
Double. Ooh. I'm sorry to say this tastes like a Sierra Nevada.
I'd say this is a little bit maltier, I want to say.
Well, we just had Pliny. We just had a Pliny, bro.
I know. Yeah, I did, but I crackered.
You did not cleanse your palate.
I crackered.
The thing about Kevin is he's also been brewing for almost 30 years. So you tell him to make an IPA with Cascade and Centennial, he's like,
he's like
blindfolded. I got it.
Thank you. Am I in heaven again?
We got to go back. Marty, what year is
it? Back. What happened? Are we turned into assholes or something?
No, it's the IPAs. They're all hazy.
So
what?
A lot of people.
We gotta go back to the first guy that made IPAs hazy and stop him. Kill him. Kill him, Marty. Now we're killing guys, Doc?
Yes. It's Biff. He's making everything hazy.
It's Biff. The whole, all craft beer is hazy. What? Sorry.
We gotta stop him before he gets his hands on the Haze Sports Almanac.
He's going to change history. He's going to bet on all hazy and make a million.
Oh, mate. Biff's fault, all the beers are hazy. We're in the alternate timeline, huh? We're in the B line?
Yeah, we're in the Biff timeline right now with all hazies.
All the hazies. Sorry. If only Marty had talked his dad into punching him out.
Punching him out. We wouldn't have all these hazies.
We would.
Oh, gosh. There's a blog post there. I hope I read it. Well, you were saying something, Matt, and I believe this tangent cut you off. But believe it or not,
you mean worthwhile.
Matt got cut off by something.
Oh boy,
yeah.
So, but my point being is, Kevin's a very good brewer, and so you give him a recipe like this, and that guy can execute it.
Nailed it.
So this is probably not far off from the Sierra Nevada beer. I've yet to have the Sierra Nevada. I might be able to try it yesterday because today's Friday, and I don't remember yesterday. It's a bit fuzzy. On National Resilience Day.
I like that. I might be able to try it yesterday.
Yes. And because we record this on Fridays. Mm-hmm.
Right now. You're,
at 4 a.m.
Yes.
4 a.m. Yeah, on Friday.
I usually drop it about 4 a.m. West Coast time.
Or. Yep. So Dublin. Yeah. Because it's Friday night in Dublin, right? Yeah. So that's when we record.
That's it. There we're on go. Dublin time.
Yeah.
We live on, the whole world should live on Dublin time.
There's your show title, Dublin time.
Dublin time. I'll write that down.
Write it down.
I like it when I suggest the show title.
Dublin time.
But in my mind, I would imagine this is pretty damn similar to Sierra Nevada's.
I would believe it if you had not told me that this was not like, Sierra Nevada.
Looking at them, just as full circles as an example, Tioga's is darker.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. I mean, I can see it.
Well, so they asked for C60, which is not a very common malt, I would say. So even ourselves, we had C120, but we know the math of how much you use that to equal the right color. But, you know, maybe another brewery, they might not have access to it. So they just used a colored malt that they had laying around. So at least we were in the same family, just a different roast. The higher the number, the darker the roast. So
you
use half as much C120, you get the same color as C160. Sorry, C60, not 160. But to be determined.
Ooh.
I will have. But to me, even if this is not a New World IPA, I can see myself going back to this beer because, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. charity for number one, and number two, because it's drinkable.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice beer. Both Tioga and Full Circles versions, nice beers. I'm enjoying them both.
Ooh, yes.
And they're for a good cause.
More.
Well, 100%. The growler you can close and save. A crowler you gotta drink it.
Yeah, drink it, bro. Sorry.
Okay.
I know. This sounds like a new podcast, guys. Uh-oh. I think we're gonna get in trouble. ASCAP fees.
Oh, ass hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural episode of Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Sky 91, and
yes!
tonight we Sky have 91. The inaugural WWB World Champion here at the epicenter of all things wrestling, like the small but great state of Connecticut.
Yes.
So, without further ado, let me introduce
this.
You to our champion, weighing in tonight at 12 fluid ounces and 8% ABV from Plainville, Connecticut, Relic Brewing's Birth of Liquid Desire.
Wrestling, you gotta
boo a little bit. Okay. Gold dust. Whoa! Into my Relic Brewing 6 anniversary glass to give it extra authenticity. I picked this beer because it's one of my favorite double IPAs currently on tap over at Relic, and my coworker actually designed the label for this beer. Mark at Relic Brewing has always been cool about getting lots of different designers.
But Scotty, that's you.
Do some work on his labels.
Scotty did a version of Chocotazo label.
It's delicious as always.
Very.
I'll probably be swinging over there tomorrow for their new release, which seems to be almost every week over there. They crank out a lot of unique beers. To which point, if some of you saw me on tap, I just checked into my 170th Relic beer. I mean, does anyone else have that many by
one? A lot of Relics.
Somebody have more?
Could be.
Is 170 a lot? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm going to guess it is.
It's great, though.
Next show, a little preview. we'll be looking out for a challenger for Birth of Liquid Desire. And could it be maybe the infamous Choco Tasso by Zach Bruin? Will it cross the continental U.S. and challenge for the WWE World Title? Or will we see another challenger like Single Cuts, Jenny said, Double IPA? Or maybe Wrestling Moves by Mass Landing? We'll have to see next week who wrestling shows moves up here to the arena and challenges for the title. But I wanted to give a salute of the bell to everybody who liked my Choco Tasso Christmas song on Twitter. I'm not even going to try and sing it. I'll leave that up to more professionals. Cheers, everyone. Cheers to the Perfect Pour for hosting my initial 3-minute podcast. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Wrestling with Beer.
Yeah, man. Good show. Wrestling WWB. With Beer. Now on the Dorktown Network, Wrestling with Beer.
Man.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. But you got to listen to this podcast to hear that podcast.
Goldust.
Wrestling with Beer. New show. Check it out. Thanks, Scotty91. What do you think of that, Louis? Is it good? Is it a good show? You liked it? Good.
Wonderly, what's up, the Perfect Pour? True, you'll be here.
True, what's up?
Colin leaving you a quick little voicemail, Holmes. Just a quick little recap of Cotpin Drinkings. First of all, Holmes, my kids' banquet was amazing, Holmes. These kids put an amazing banquet. My son was picked out of his team. He was picked number 5 to represent the all-city state in the playoffs, which is pretty cool and sucks because I got to pitch in more money for that. Also, my kid was picked. He's one of the 30 students that's going to be going to Spain, Holmes, after he graduates. This kid is way too smart, Holmes. None of that intelligence he got from his papa, Holmes. It's all his mom's DNA, Holmes. My DNA helped made him, but my wife's DNA is what created him, Holmes. That kid's going to be going to Spain for 2020, class of 2020. So, I mean, that's amazing, Holmes. Kid's an honor student. A couple colleges already have been calling. Anyways, Holmes, just a quick little recap. You know, Cholos have smart kids, eh? Orale, Holmes. That makes me proud, Holmes. Also, I saw the videos. I saw the pictures of Zach's Brewery. I saw sexy Scotty B behind the bar. Looked like an amazing weekend. I hope everything went well. Hopefully, Choco Tasso didn't blow out, and I'll get a couple cans. Also, a shout out to Phil Ogden, Holmes, JP Logden on Twitter's. Homeboy reached out to me. We connected, and he sent me out some beers, some New Glory beers. I'm gonna drink some of those, and a bottle of Firestone Walker that I've never heard of, Holmes. I forgot the name, but it's got like lime and some other stuff. It's like I don't even think it's a stout. It's like an old age ale. Also, he sent me on another beer, Holmes. Dogfish. Something Dogfish. And also, like a half a pound, Holmes, a raisins, yeah. So I'll probably have my mom's make me some arroz con leche, aka rice pudding. I'll put some of that. And my wife's a baker, Holmes, so hopefully she can bake something for me and we can put some raisins in there. Another thing also, just with the hype of Choco Tasso, Zach, and Phil, and raisins and shit, I ended up brewing another batch of my world famous Jack Daniel's sauce. It's bottled and it's ready for barbecues. I don't know. I have one more thing. I'll call you back because I don't want to run 3 minutes. All right. Well, it's Chew Your Beer, and I'm calling you back. I have to watch you.
I have to watch you.
Eczema.
Chew.
Orale, it's Chew Your Beard, I'm back, eh? Quick little thing, Holmes.
This is Chew Your Beard?
I know it's not me to say anything or you know, put this on the crew and shit, but I really, really appreciate the whole year what you've done for us, putting out a show every week. So what say you guys if we, the listeners, give you guys the day off, Holmes? Let's say we give you Christmas and New Year's, Holmes. 2 weeks off. I say,
no,
but,
can't do it.
Mikey, you might have to put in a little work, eh? But, you know, what do you think if, you know, for the 2 weeks, you just let the listeners take over, Holmes, with voicemails, they say. You know, you just have to edit, put that stuff together, maybe put a little intro in the end, in the beginning, and a little outro, Holmes. And we give you some time off, I say. How do you, you know, I think the family will enjoy that. I think I will enjoy listening to these guys just ramble off about anything, Holmes. I don't know. It's just an idea. Matt, Nick, you guys probably appreciate that. Mikey, you probably need some time off, Holmes. So just a thing. Talk about it. Let us know, Holmes. I got a lot of shit I can call in, you know. There's a lot of people putting out shows on voicemail, so I could listen to that. Colin and Janine doing a good job on that. Evil Circle's voicemails have got a lot better, a lot of substance, a lot of info, a lot of entertainment.
Critique.
So, what do you guys think? That's just a quick idea, Holmes. I really appreciate the hard work you guys done, and I'd like to give you guys 2 days off, Holmes. Orderly. I'm listening.
Orderly.
Put me on hold, Holmes. Orderly. It's
I'll take,
it,
I'll take my answer off the air.
Mute.
I'll take my question off the air. Chew your beer. I like that idea.
Oh, wow.
But, I don't know. I got a new board.
We'll skip our best of show, too.
Yeah, next week is our best of show. We can't miss that. And we've got a new board. I mentioned a tryout already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, voicemailers, listen to me and listen to me good. Next week, all your voicemails from this show, this episode on, the next 7 days, wherever. It's our new year. It'll be the new year. So don't be like, Merry Christmas, guys. it'll happen. We had Christmas already, happened. And it was fun. I probably went and got the snowpack from Sierra Nevada again for my Christmas celebration. And it was great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might go to Total Wine and look and peruse the variety / mix pack aisles. Cause Total Wine has like more specific like mix variety pack aisle.
We even have Modern Times mix pack.
Yeah. Mm. With the special window. With the cool little window.
Inside.
You can see your variant.
It's a beer choice. Diorama.
Yeah, because they have their cores, and then they have a fun beer.
Oh, right? Yes.
You know, like, core, fun beer.
So are you just on the outside?
Who's fun on the outside?
Are you just on the outside, looking in?
Yes. You're trying looking
to,
in view?
Trying to see through you? Wow. See to the real you?
The
is inside you're ugly? You're ugly you just like me? Right now? It's stained. Come on.
Okay.
Have some.
I was trying to place it. I couldn't do it.
Pride, dignity, class.
Hey, you didn't nickelback me. So.
But he did that famous acoustic one with Fred Durst. I can see it. Come on.
Give me those lighters.
Thanks, Durst.
Thanks for your contribution.
Thanks,
sir.
Fred. But to Chu's point, there are weeks where there's been a couple weeks where I you know, things got iffy and the one thing I worry about when I was the few weeks where I'm like, I don't know if we can do a show this week is like all these voicemails and these current voicemails and like what do I do with it? There's all these people they called the voicemails and
they put in work
and we gotta do something. And I like Chu's idea. And it is a good idea, but then it takes correlating. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Nick, next week is our year-end episode of best of episode. So remember that when you're calling in, doing all your voicemails, throw in your best of, your favorite beer of the year. What was your beer of the year? If you want to mention brewery of the year, that's fine too. Yeah. But main focus is what was the definitive beer of the year? I haven't figured out mine yet.
Yeah.
Have you guys figured yours out for next week?
I have not begun to do that research.
I'll worry about that in 7 days.
Worry about that in 23 hours and 5 minutes.
See, ideally, I think what we should do And this would take a year's worth of planning. But if we had flagged all the best voicemails and played those the last week of December. Gosh,
that's awesome.
That would be.
Voicemailer of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys want to put in who's the voicemail of the year, some Perfect Four story of the year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be beer of the year. Well, just like, what's your pick of the year? Something you want, whatever your creative mind can come up with.
Spoiler alert. I mean, you know, Chef's going to be in there with his Da Beers.
Chef's Da Beers. Oh, man, that blew us up.
And then I think there was an earlier one with Tony Bags and Safety Sue. And she's like, the perfect pure.
The perfect pure.
It was so great, the timing on it.
Oh, there's too much.
There's too much.
Yeah. I just need to pause time and then listen to all the voicemails of the year. Then pick it out. And then unpause time and then we can be back. You can be like paused on time for like 4 weeks straight of listening to voicemails. And you unpause. You're like, honey, you don't believe what I just went through.
You act like you haven't seen me in 2 weeks. I haven't.
Look at this nice truck I have now.
What are you talking about? The car's wrecked.
What? We're going to make out.
Now, Biff. You want 2 coats of wax on.
All right. Well, that's fun.
Good evening for this episode of The Beer Trivia Show.
Oh,
brought to you by your host,
new podcast.
The Fontana Jim.
First off,
we have a good guest. I'll read the description off the can, and you shall guess the name and or brewery that it came from. We brought the juice back to America with our Make America Juicy Again.
Some juice
heads just can't get enough. So we're making your world even more juicy. We've upped our game by adding delicious mango and creamy lactose. That's milk sugar. This beer is hazy, luscious, and full of juicy hops and juicy tropical fruit. And you thought you were so juicy. Well, this is the name of the beer.
You thought you were so juicy.
Michael, you're first in. Please make a guess.
Heretic.
Talk.
Heretic.
Brewery.
Make beer. Make a juicy again. Is that what you're asking? Who made
brother.
It?
Brother.
Brother. What are the brothers?
What is your guess?
Matt, Nick, what's your guess?
Matt, Nick.
Heretic, you guessed it.
Matt the Bearded Brewer, it would be your turn now.
Oh, okay.
Guess it'd be what? It's what? Well, Heretic. If you didn't get it right,
come on.
Shame on you, sir. You posted this in the poll room. This is Juicier Than Thou by Heretic Brewing Company.
New
England-style India Pale Ale with mango.
Because I posted about it, right?
I posted can is rolling at 6.5% alcohol by volume.
Hey, Jim's trying to host the show without us being in the studio.
I saw it at Save Mart. I didn't buy it.
Always brewed and packaged only by Heretic Brewing Company in Fairfield, California.
Not fair
again,
facts.
This is just another installment of The Beer Trivia Show by The Fontana Jim.
All right. Another new podcast here on the Dorktown Network.
2 more and we can retire.
Show within the show. If you've got a beer podcast you've always wanted to do, just send it. Record 3 minutes and send it to us and we'll play it. We have your format for you.
Because there's podcasts between the podcast.
But podcasting between the podcasting. And now we return to our regularly scheduled voicemail on the voicemail line. And it's from...
Hey guys, Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
I just like to take a second to congratulate Will.
Hi, Tony Bags.
On his engagement. I'd like to congratulate Will for taking over for Matt, so when I get to come into town, I get to spend time with Matt. Will's awesome. And guess what? He's standing next to me.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Will?
Good talking to you guys.
Say anything.
More beer for you guys back.
And guys,
good talking to you.
It's good talking to you, though.
I don't know what else. Oh.
And
hi.
Hi.
Hey. We're having fun.
Is that fun?
And keep up the good work.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So they're probably at church.
They're in the back of church leaving a voicemail.
Yep.
drinking beer.
And then Jesus went, "Guys, ahoo!" That's what goes on the Central Coast. That's how they roll.
Man.
Thanks, Church Tony Bags.
Church of the High Deli.
You sound like he was with somebody from Tioga there.
Yeah, that's Will.
Oh, Will.
Will happened to go, as we've, Will's brought back beer for us, as we've discovered.
He's a good man.
He went over there to propose to the girlfriends, and so he was just like...
propose or something.
Yeah, and he was legitimately like, where should I go? And I was like, well, I'm like, if you need to know things on the Central Coast, you contact the Tony Bags. He is the encyclopedia of Central Coast.
Tony Bags with the Z on social media.
The
Central Coast
Russian River distributing rep.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get old.
It's going to get old.
It's going to get old. Old planet.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Florida Steve.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I know.
Steve.
Calling 2 weeks in a row.
Whoa.
Boy, whoa.
That rare. Anyway, guys, I'm on my way home. From the Boynton Brewery District. Yes.
What the hell's that?
Boynton, the city of Boynton Beach in Florida has officially...
You're making this up.
The area where Nobo Brewing...
Nobo Brazil?
Due South Brewing, Copper Point Brewing, and I believe there's a cidery that's nearby. I haven't visited it yet. But they have named that area the Boynton Brewery District.
Yes.
And I'm actually on my way home, leaving due south. They had another can release. They released a holiday beer, a more or less Christmas beer, not Thanksgiving. Their Thanksgiving beers were delicious. I know you guys probably saw them on my Untappd, but I won't mention them here. But... sitting next to me is a four-pack of a Christmas beer. Not sweater weather. It's not maple orange cream ale. It is poinsettias and palm trees.
Yikes.
It is a Brut Cranberry IPA.
What the hell?
Yeah. Very different from what Due South has done before, but they are really hopping on the
they're really hopping
IPA variant train right now.
IPA variants.
They have of course they have Throwing Shade, which is their New England IPA. They have Citrified, which has become hazy. Sorry, Nick.
No.
And they have a couple of Brut IPAs on the menu.
Brut.
This is actually the first one. The first one I had was Land, Sea, and Air, and that was a mixture of so many different hops. I can't even, off the top of my head, I can't even name them all, but they were good. But that's all I got, guys. I'm going to take this four-pack home. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to check it in. You guys have a great weekend. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Thanks, Florida Steve. Check it in. Give him some Florida info.
Hi, guys. It's me, Al Green.
Been a while since
I called. Al Green.
Al Green.
Hope everybody has a awesome Christmas, a happy holiday, whatever the hell term you decide to be politically correct with. Have a good one on Tuesday and Monday. I've been stacking up on stouts and porters for that day. I'll be cracking one early AF to open my gifts, or watch the kids open their gifts, however it works out. And I just wanted to put
no
in
kid,
my
that's mine.
For my
no,
favorite beer of the year. Hands down, Civil Society and Jupiter, favorite brewery, and I loved their track. I brought it over to the... get it?
Will Lutz! God damn it. Gets me every time.
I just had it in a growler not too
many.
Long ago, and still holds up, man. Definitely my favorite beer of the year. So again, happy holidays, happy Festivus, and all that good stuff. keep up the good work, guys.
Cheers.
And it's Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. The man's ear.
It's the bro.
It's the man's ear.
No, it's the bro.
It's a European man bag.
It's a man's bag.
Hey guys, it's Vern from Temecula Valley.
Whoa.
And I'm driving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Driving back from San Diego. I just went down to visit my son who actually works at Pacific Island Brewing right now.
Pacific Island. The Santee.
On our way there, we stopped by Alpine Brewing in Alpine. Got me some
heard of
Nelson.
It.
Real oh, Alpine.
Duet
heard of it.
On tap, and it was awesome.
Oh, draft. Have you ever had that,
beer,
Matt?
To see what all that shit was about.
Duet.
And it was pretty
and Alpine.
Good. Mm. They had some awesome IPAs on tap. Mm. Not to mention some crazy stuff that they called Gothic that my son
ooh,
liked.
Ooh, Gothic IPAs.
He had a Belgian foie that he really liked.
Oh. Who?
I still can't do the Belgian yeast, but hey.
No.
No, nobody should.
No, they should they remove Belgian
Island
yeast
Brewing
from
where he
beer.
Worked, and they had their pineapple pale, which was pretty good. And they had a couple different IPAs, which are really good. And now I'm driving back home.
Safely.
Very safely.
Thanks for listening. You're doing a great job, guys.
Yes, we are.
Talk to you soon. It's Vern from Temecula Valley. See ya.
See ya, Vern. See ya.
Temecula Valley.
Temecula Valley. That's, you know, kind of, and it's the world between, as Scotty B's show, the world between worlds, San Diego and Southern California, L.A. So.
The world between worlds.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in the show and all the new podcasts that we listen to. I love the podcast listening segment. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to record something on your phone and send it to us, or just call the voicemail line from your phone, 559-492-0542. And remember, next week is the beer of the year, beer of, you know, whatever award you want to give somebody for the 2018. The next week, this coming week is the time to do it. So do it. And thank you, everybody. We've already looked out for stuff. So
we looked it up.
Yeah, where are we? Where are we at now? Where could we be at now? I don't know.
I don't know anymore. You're breaking the rules.
Yeah! Change it up. You gotta change it up, man. You gotta keep people interested.
I have no idea where I'm at.
I don't know what to do. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam. God, drinking!
This is one of the best weeks ever to report been caught drinking because we've been hinting at it all episode long. Zach's Brewing is open. It is a functioning real business in Fresno, California that pays taxes and has doors and has all the things, and it's super cool, and it's a real entity in Fresno. And we can enjoy it from Thursday through Saturday every week of the year in Fresno, California. You wow. want it? That's what happens, man. You want it? You
that's
got
not
it.
What I wanted.
You oh, well, it's coming. Don't worry.
Oh, is
this? These are the things I have to go through.
There's a process.
There's a process, and we're all gonna listen to it because that's how we are.
Yes!
Live Fest!
Line Fest.
Okay, so Zach's Brewing is now open. Nick.
Yes.
Matt, I know Matt was busy. I don't know that Matt knows this. I was a little bit late.
I
had some issues going on that morning for Zach's Brewing. I missed the noon opening. Nick, what was the Line Fest like? Was there a line outside of Nick's? Were you there
outside
before
of
Nick's? Noon? Nick's.
No, I got there at 12:30, and there was a six-person
the
line.
The Zacks. All right, there was a line.
Yes.
All right, so, I was curious to know if there was a line.
At 11:30. And all right. They started letting people in early by accident.
Oh, by accident.
By accident.
Somebody opened the door. Oops.
So Pretty much.
I wanted to say I remember the same thing because we were about a half. So there's about 100 people that were trying to get into Tioga at the time of opening. So people are let in 10 to 15 at a time. They go in, they buy their bottles, and they come out to the bar. So probably about the first hour, it's pretty calm. But once everybody's inside, that's when it's crazy because that's when they want their draft beer and they're hanging out and this and that. So I remember walking by Zach's or, you know, to the back lot to look at Zach's about 11:30. And it seemed like the doors were opening and closing in a fashion. I was like, oh,
what's happening?
I was like, it's 11:34. Did they get going or what? You know?
Yeah, I guess security started checking IDs and letting people in
a
little too soon.
Oops. Mm.
So they had to wait in line again at the bar.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this line for?
This is the line for the line.
Line for the line.
Oh, that's cool. I'm here for the line anyway.
Some people say, oh, I've heard this before. If you wait inside, it seems better than waiting outside.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Because you look at all the things. Like, woo!
First time.
Yeah, first timers. So there was a line. There were dueling lines. Now, how did the line fest go at Tioga? Was there people the night before for rush day?
Yes.
So what time did the first person get in line at?
About 10 o'clock.
10 p.m. for a 11 a.m. next day opening. So 25 hours, this person was there.
So what they do is people will show up, they set up their chair.
Yeah.
So their chair is their spot in line.
Right.
And they come inside. They have a couple of drinks to kind of coast them through the evening.
This has got to get me through.
And then about 6 o'clock in the morning, whoever, there is usually one person that either last year was somebody that brought like a turkey fryer. It was like elevated. They brought a turkey fryer with a wok. And they made breakfast.
Yeah. Gotta walk it.
Today,
man, that sounds amazing.
Somebody, the rush day this year, somebody brought a griddle,
woo-hoo,
like a flat top cook, and he was making breakfast burritos. He had some stuff going on the left side, the right side, and he was doing a whole Teppan thing out there on the street side.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they get, just
for whoever walked up and wanted one.
Yep.
He's just and like, then, I'll make it for you, bro.
And then here, this next part has quotes. And then somebody made non-alcoholic Bloody Marys out of the trunk of their car.
Of course.
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic.
So there was non-alcoholic Bloodies being served to the people waiting in line.
Aww. And then all night, they were just there all night.
Yeah, so they bring out little portable heaters. They have extra blankets. We throw them out an extension cord with a power strip so people can charge their phones and devices. But, they just hang out and tell camp stories. They all pass out. Then they all wake up about 6 o'clock, and they just start cooking breakfast.
Did anyone actually sleep, you think? Did people sleep?
Some do, yeah. They'll just sleep in place, yeah. Propped up in a chair.
Military style.
Yeah.
Military. That's like being at college and you see people sleeping out on the quad. Like, how do they do that?
A lot of alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've slept in my backyard. I've quote unquote slept in my backyard before.
So, I was watching an episode of Hot Ones with Seth Rogen, and he was telling about a story. They're like, he's like, okay, you lived with Martin Starr and somebody else. What's the craziest story? And he said that one evening late at night, Martin Starr had not come home. And so they just thought nothing of it. They're like, okay, he's out, whatever. The next morning, he wakes up and the house was just absolutely burning, roasting hot. And he walks downstairs and into the kitchen and he finds that Martin Starr was passed out on the kitchen floor, the oven door open, the oven on. and the remnants of whatever food he was cooking so he had started the oven, put the tray in, passed out on the floor
before he could close the oven.
Before he could close the oven and just burnt off what was ever on the tray.
How did that not end in fire?
Yeah. So
it's just heating the house.
Yeah.
That's one way to heat that place.
So I guess that's what happens when you craziest story when you live with that guy.
Okay.
Well, Nick. Huh? What did you drink this week? But speaking of Zach's Brewing, did you have all the Zach's?
No, I made it through one third of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So not very far in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I did two shifts at Zach's. So I got there early. Wanted to see what opening looked like at Zach's. And they were packed. Every seat was full. My first beer at Zach's was Chukutaso.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to be, baby.
What's this phone time?
No, it's because we're Bincots.
Oh, I see.
Looking at my Bincots.
Sure you are. So, yeah, first beer. And I got in line. I didn't go behind the bar and go, I know the owner.
Yeah, didn't pull anything.
The line wasn't actually that bad.
The line moved smoothly all mm-hmm. day long, and mm-hmm. there was a line all day long.
Oh yeah,
and it moved continuously and smoothly the entire day. It mm-hmm. was not a chore to wait in that line.
Mm-mm.
It was fantastic. It was cantastic. No cans. There were no cans. It was only in-house beer. But so first beer. Chocotazo.
Yeah, I gotta have the chocotazo.
Second beer, what's my safe word?
Uh-huh.
The pineapple Berliner was.
Yeah, yeah.
Very tasty.
Very much the tasty.
Very much tasty. So then I take a break. I go get the wife. I come back.
Hey, wife, come here. It's a good place.
We catch the last half of Lama Boy's set.
Mm-hmm.
And we start ordering more beers. So I start with another chocotazo.
Yes.
Continue on to a Brosif.
And it's not a small beer, that Chocotazo.
No, they had some heavy hitters.
Just so you know. Chocotazo.
The Brosif was the collab with 411
uh-huh.
Brewing or Spirits and stuff. That was also good. Back to what's my safe word. And I had finished somebody else's lager, the Light Bar Lager. So I had some Light Bar Lager that day.
You're just finishing random people's Light Bar Lager?
No, it was my wife's beer. She got a little too much fun.
She's like, whoa, I'm having fun.
Oh, man, we had some Just the Tip, the barbecue tri-tip place.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent sandwiches from there.
Can confirm was good.
Yeah. And the Rolling Donuts, those were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I had a taste of the smoked Gouda porter. I didn't have a whole one, though, so I don't know if it counts.
No, can't post it.
Nope.
Just a little taste of somebody's. Nope, not enough. Need your own taster glass. Then you can untap it.
The last beer of the night was the Hanamakai, the Hot Hawaiian.
Yeah.
That was my last beer for the night.
And that was it.
Yes.
You're done. You're like, I did it.
We closed it out. So I started at Zach's and I ended at Zach's.
Yes.
We saw the last people leave.
Oh, look at you.
Actually, not the last people.
Get out!
There was two others.
I'm industry. You get out. I can stay because I'm industry.
That's right.
Media.
Industry.
We
saw people play giant chess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't know what to do.
We watched the sports ball. Oh, so
the sports
stupid
ball.
Damn Fresno State football game was on.
Fresno State! Fresno State!
And luckily they won. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. It's a Bulldog fight song.
Yeah.
Fresno State beat Arizona State.
Pat Hill's Fu Manchu going to come out of retirement.
Las Vegas Bowl. Does need to. Jeff Tedford's taking care of business.
He's got the Fu Manchu?
Yeah. So is all Zach's, man.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. Got to Drink Beer at Zach's. And now it's open from Thursday through Saturdays. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yep.
Thursday's shorter hours, but I think Friday and Saturday are noon to 11.
Yeah, 4 to 11 on Thursdays, and then 12 to 11 on Friday, Saturday.
There you go, guys. If you're planning your Fresno beer trip, make sure you're here during Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
And they're going to try to make sure that they have food trucks as well. So,
food! Are the Zachs going to have enough beer for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Are they going to just... Are they in now?
At least this week.
Right? He's not sure about the next coming weeks. Not sure about weeks. The
next week.
But he'll be all right.
Actually, he does have a beer finishing up that didn't make it to opening day. So he's going to have a fresh beer that wasn't at opening day.
Oh,
so there's that. And he did say that he was washing kegs so that he could package beer. And then he was going to clean tanks so he could brew beer. So
the
circle of life is happening.
A circle of life. Are we going to be able to get things actually crowlered and canned now?
No crowlers.
Not yet.
16s. 16s and 12s.
Will I be
technically
able,
still a crowler.
Will I be able to walk out of there with 16-ounce crowlers?
Yes.
Now. I know I couldn't do it the opening weekend. I wasn't allowed a flight either.
No.
But now probably everything's on the table now, I'm imagining.
Yeah, that,
flights that, and 16-ounce crowlers.
That line would have been so freaking long if they did those things.
All right, cool. Yeah, because I agree. The line was long. Mm-hmm. You know, when I walked in, it was I walked in the door and I was in line.
And you're in line.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it for a while. I was like,
am I in line for?
I was like looking at the place. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then I like looked back and I was like, oh, wait, I'm in line. I'm at the end of the line.
You're just surveying the place.
I was just surveying, but in actuality, I was literally at the end of the line. And we're like, oh, shit, long line. But, like, it moved quickly. Like, we were up there. Like, Tioga is very similar when it's busy. Mm-hmm. At Tioga, it's a one big line, and mm-hmm. you're like, shit, big line. But you're up there in 5-10 minutes. Sometimes even too fast, because, like, somebody will come up and like, hey, man, how's it going? And you'll talk, and, like, all of a sudden you're getting your beer. You're like, oh, shit, I thought I had a big line to wait in.
No line. The line is no line.
The line is no line. So, yeah, don't worry. Everything's cool. They did a good job of having enough help.
Yes.
Apparently, because everything, I didn't have any issues outside of, you know, I wanted to drink everything and what and all that stuff. But the line went quickly. I got my chocotazo.
Nice.
That's all that mattered. I got chocotazo. And all the other beers. Matt, what's your Bincots this week?
So, I mean, just to kind of add to that, it was good that, like you said, they had enough help, but the people there, they want to be in the industry. They're opening their own places. So it was kind of like a group experience for them to be like, oh, this is what we're doing. This is what we want to do. Kind of get the kinks out for everybody. So the next person that opens up, they know the ins and outs of what, you know, Steven had to go through to get open and, you know, what they do and don't need to get the bar going. So it's just like, it's just as much as a 101 as it is a community.
So. Yeah. At one point, there was a lot of industry there.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe there was more Tioga employees at Zach's than there were actually at Tioga.
Yeah, that's very true. I think I agree with that.
That is very true.
I was like, hey, that's Kevin. That's I know that guy.
Bob, Jim.
Yeah.
I think at times it was actually busier at Zach's than it was at Tioga.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That did happen.
Which is crazy, yeah. Crazy to think of because how much bigger Tioga is outside besides Zach's.
But you know, it was back and forth. There was a couple people at Tioga. They're just like, yeah, I walked into Zach's. I saw the line. I was like, I didn't want to deal with that today. And they came over, and you know, there was people that they said, oh, we came to Tioga and we saw the line to get in, so we immediately went to Zach's, started off there at noon. So it was a lot of back and forth. So people did try out.
Oh darn! You have two breweries to try.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
You know. We've tried to get people to be like, oh, if you go around the corner, you can go to XYZ. And they're just like, whoa.
Around the corner.
Whoa. So now I could be like, they're right there. right
there.
There. So, Ben Kotz. I had a Nelson last night. Just throwing out some names.
Okay.
Celebration at the. I had that both at.
Sierra Nevada?
Sierra Nevada Celebration. I had that at that? Goldstein's, and that I believe at...
have a mule?
I also had that at...
it's rare.
No, I had it at Popolo's and what's the other place that I go to? Spokeasy.
The Spokes.
Yes. Let's see. I had a...
Yeah, they have a renovated gaming area.
Yeah. I had a Monterey Street Pale and a Juice Almighty from Central Coast.
That was at Spokeasy?
I did open those there, but those were beers that are brought back to me by Will.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a It's All Gouda from Zach's. I had their Hella Biscus, and I had their Light Bar Lager.
Ah.
I did sample their Exactly Citra and another beer that they had before they opened because he was just like, by the way, there's only 3 kegs of these.
Exactly Citra.
Exactly Citra.
Yeah.
There was a hazy.
I missed that.
That
one.
Was a rumor. Yeah, I had it. Had it.
There was there was 3 IPAs. There was Exactly Citra, there was a hazy and another one. That he only had 3 kegs of each, and obviously those are the first 3 things to go.
Scotty B gave us the tip. I was with Reggie Yu and John. What? And John,
I even saw Reggie.
John from Sacramento, and Reggie and Scotty B gave us the tip on like these are the beers they only got 3 kegs, cheap. You better order those quick, and we did.
And then after the night had concluded at Zach's. I mean, with the public portion, we opened up some cans, and we opened a Lucky Day and a Nephrophobia, which is the fear of clouds. And
the cloud!
Yeah, fear of clouds. And Chuck Silva pulled out all the punches on that. He was high on the bittering. I was like, am I drinking a stone or am I drinking a Chuck Silva?
Crap out of this.
It was clear.
Damn
it was
cloud
bitter.
Fears.
It was a double. Clear, bitter, Five double. Beers. All 3 of those things. So those are some things I've been kind of drinking.
Don't forget Hella Biscus. I forgot Hella Biscus.
Hella Biscus.
It was in there. I had it.
It was good.
So good.
Well, nobody's mentioning the Rush Hour beers. I had my Rush Flight.
Ooh.
I had my Rush Flight. I guess the Religious Rush was the one I would pick of the Rush Flight. Mm-hmm. Which one, what Rush beer won, Matt?
So, at the time that we called votes, it was a dead tie between Fulton Street and High Top.
Okay.
The other 2 contenders were Lana and Component, but it was a dead tie. So, we let voting go for about another 10 minutes, and we went around to tables and collected. And Fulton Street ended up winning by 4 votes.
Ooh.
4 votes, so... Are you slapping the bass?
Slapping the bass?
Slapping the bass, man.
Well, it's better on big speakers.
It's better on... Okay. I just started watching... I watched most of that movie the other day.
All right.
It was good.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Bam, 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 bam. What movie is that?
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Love you, man.
Jason Segel and
Paul Rudd. I just wanted for the person that didn't know.
And Ann Perkins.
Ann Perkins.
Ann Perkins. Literally my favorite employee.
Besides the Rush Day beers, I had Cantastic. Exactly Citra.
Oh, Cantastic. That was the one.
Sorry.
Every time somebody says Rush Day beers, you're just going to start.
Chocotazo.
You're just going to start playing that, huh?
Do you have Chocotazo? No.
All
right. No. I didn't get to stay as long as I wanted to. I would have drank all the beers if I could have, but I'm like, these guys are here now. Zax is here now. I'll come back and I'll drink all the beers. So I didn't get crazy.
No crazy.
Hanging out with Reggie Yu, producer Becky, and John from Sacramento.
Wow.
Met a listener of the Perfect Pour, so that was pretty cool. So,
oh, yes.
That's all you need to know about that, guys. Do we have one more beer to open, or are we cool? Are we cool?
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Boom. Cheers. Cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour. They are donating. They give us money every month. The patrons of the Perfect Pour. Big cheers, guys. Thank you for your support. It is a huge deal, and it is appreciated, and you are awesome. You know it. We all know it. Cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour. They get to, if you donate $5 or more a month, then you get to hear some extra show, aka the tailgate, and just then you get to be just an awesome, rad person and feel good about yourself because of your support of this show. Patreon.com/ Perfect Pour, or look at the show notes. There's a link right there to our Patreon. Look at them. The podcast, the player that whatever you're listening to, either even if it's on perfectpourpod.com, look in the show notes there. There's a link to the Patreon. If you're like wondering, you can just check it out. You're cool.
We're
all cool.
You're cool.
No, they're cool. Big.
Go, Neil Peart!
Neil Peart's a god!
Jim Solo!
Neil fucking Peart, yeah, man! Fuck yeah!
Peart. The perfect Peart.
The perfect Peart. Cheers to Matt and Nick.
What?
Wow.
They thought ahead and got the Christmas gift. And we have a new the gift for the show, a Pro FX 12 board. Not this week, but next week. Right now, you're listening to this little Behringer workhorse that's been working all the shows in the Dorktown studio for years upon years. Mm-hmm. We only have 4XL ports. XL Paro ports. And
I like it. Big dog ports.
Then yes. I have to.
Dog ports.
I have to. When we have more people, then I have to join in another board and another board. And it's a whole thing. And it's always been a whole thing for years and years. Mm-hmm. And look what Nick Matt did and got a Pro FX 12 board that we'll try next week. And we'll see how pro we really are. So big cheers to the brothers, man.
Yeah.
Bro.
Thanks, Mikey.
Aren't they the coolest?
You know, it was a harebrained idea. Who knows how many beers deep I was. And I was like, you know what? We deserve it.
we deserve this. Damn it.
Mikey takes the time out of his day to let us into his garage, to record this show, to record many shows. And then he takes even more time out of his day to edit shows, upload them, maintain them, and... okay.
Everything's good.
That should not go unrecognized. So we felt in debt to you, and we wanted to repay you for your kindness.
So thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And gosh darn it!
Yay!
People like you.
Love you.
The fullness,
they
don't
love you, but they
heart,
like you.
Yes. My heart is full with fullness. And I had something else to say, and I completely forgot it. And it was like,
no,
really,
you're crying. I'm not crying.
I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm not. I completely forgot it now, but I'm excited for next week when we have the big board.
The bigger board.
The bigger board.
Look at my board. It's very big.
It is the biggest of boards. And also, cheers. Cheers to John F. from Sacktown, who lives in Fresno. Ran into him at the Zach's Brewing. Very cool. Hung out with him. Cheers to Radar Love 8, a.k.a. Mark Rennie.
Whoa.
Cheers to Big Game James. I missed him. He was out there.
Man, I heard rumors he was out there.
There's all these rumors, but I didn't see him. There's rumors, though. Cheers to underscore dirt samurai underscore. That's Jerry. And cheers to Jin Beba. That's Gene.
Beba.
Then just cheers to everyone that shares the show all week on their own social media or subscribes or whatever you want to do. Leave a review on us on your podcast app. Whatever you guys do, man. Appreciate it. I appreciate you hanging out with us. There's a lots of beer podcasts to listen to, and appreciate you being listening. Perfect Pour being one of those. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Tony Bags. Thanks for taking care of my boy, Will. Cheers out to Stacy for bringing back that Pliny for us. That was a highlight for the show. And
I got Stacey. One sip left.
Ooh, good to the last sip. Cheers out to the C family. Thanks for cleaning up the studio.
And, that's producer Becky.
And
cleaned up the studio finally.
Becky's.
And not finally her, just like so, like she finally realized I wasn't going to do it. So she's like,
about damn time somebody got to it.
Somebody's
got
to do it. That was up.
Cheers out to even cheers out to the brother.
Wow.
Oh, look at Nick.
Yeah.
He's gonna
Well, now his haircut isn't as short as it looked like last week, so it's not throwing me off as much. So.
It's been a full week.
He's fine.
He picked up a piano recently, He's gonna start playing
good
songs.
Good job growing your hair this week.
The first song he's gonna learn is "What If God Was One of Us."
What if God was one of us?
I was thinking Changes by Ozzy, but
I think you should learn right now, Van Halen.
Oh, really? Right now, somebody's listening to this podcast.
Right now is a depreciation of podcasting. Right now.
Blogging has never been lower than it's ever been.
Blogging. It's never been more awesome.
What's the... the 90s band with Axl.
November Rain?
Yeah, it just starts
off with the... November Rain.
Yeah.
Yes. What's that dude on the rooftop? L.A. rooftop. Didn't that guy die or pass away? The singer that helped him on that song?
Wow, really?
What? No, maybe he didn't. I don't know. That guy was from something.
That was rather fast. You had that pulled up.
Yeah. Rain ready.
No YouTube commercial before the song.
he just has that in his phone.
He's got premium.
Spotify premium, bro.
He's got premium.
Oh, Spotify. We're on Spotify.
I expect you to be able to play this at next. Thanks, Miss.
Gotcha.
If you like to listen to things on Spotify, Perfect Pour is on Spotify.
That's all we could play.
After you listen,
unfortunately, that's all we could play.
Trouble already.
We don't want Axel coming after us.
We paid our ass, cap fees, guys. Don't worry.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Cheers. More cheers. Who's got some cheers?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Nick has a piano. Is it one of those? Is it those big grand pianos?
It's a grand piano.
Whoa! Where's the space? Where's it at?
It's an upright.
Oh, it's a
little baby upright.
You ain't got the space for that.
It's an oversized keyboard.
Who has space for a grand piano?
Not I, sir.
All right.
Cheers to the Captain Fuffos checking in. We are just outside of 2 years from the great
Captain Wiffo is our listener that is. Been listening to the back catalog.
Yes.
And he's from one, and he's at where now?
173. And he guesses, think December 2016.
Mm.
All right.
Were we at Pendragon?
2 years ago.
We were here.
2 years ago. Rush day might be correlating with the rush day.
It's very close, probably.
That seems like might have been our day we recorded at rush day. Was that 2 or 3 years ago?
I don't know. That's a good question. Actually, yeah, I don't know when we did that one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was 15. Well, 2016 was the Chew Your Beer invasion here at the studio.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. It was like the big duel. Like, we did a Perfect Pour and a Dorktown. Did we do Dorktown first or Perfect Pour first? I think we did Perfect Pour first, feels like.
Because
Dorktown gets more rammy.
We let the ramminess happen on
Perfect
Dorktown.
Perfect Pour needs to be a little bit more straight, and then Dorktown gets all rammy.
Wow.
But I don't know. I don't remember. which was first.
So I guess there was a lot of people here that day.
The Zacks are here. Zacks, I remember that.
Here. Bells was here, right?
Bells was here for both.
Can't do a Dorktown unless all three are present.
Nope. We might figure out something different that put it in the Dork Film feed if Bells isn't going to be there. But
Captain Wiffo's boat is in. He says do more of those.
More of
the mass podcast.
Oh,
get-its.
God. Thing was a mess, though. I mean, it was fun, but I don't think more of those is the correct.
Okay.
You know, once in a while, but more of them. Come on.
So there you go. There's your history for the day. Cheers to the Zacks. They're open. Cheers to, I saw Larry Souza at Zacks.
Oh, Larry.
Got him some new stickers.
Oh, I saw Larry too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's got cool guy. Stickered up.
This is a song you need. I mean, this is a song you need to learn how to play on piano. Just,
all right.
It might sound a little bit different on yours, but.
Is it Peanuts?
Yes.
Little trampled underfoot.
And then you got to do the drumming too.
All right.
You got to be
And you got a bass, so why not?
Hey. Strange Vine guy does it.
Oh, okay. So anybody can do it.
So your piano can make those noises, right?
Yeah. I think if you stuff pillows in it, it makes that sound.
The Strange Vine guy could do it.
Strange Vine.
He could do it. He does three different things at the same time.
Sings, plays drums, and organs. Yep. Or he might play guitar, drums.
I would like to see him just drum and not do any other bullshit. And see if he's any good.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't handle it.
No.
We couldn't handle it.
I just want to see him drum.
You got to look up The Same Shape.
Yes, I know. I went to a lot of Same Shape shows.
Well,
you're
then
right.
You know.
I know, but I don't remember.
You know.
I don't remember.
I had a celebrity sighting at Zach's.
Oh.
Ooh, there it is. I saw KMG.
KMG?
Yeah. Corin Garza. She frequents the
Corin.
Tea yogas.
Hi, Corin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I was like, I can't say hi. I'm too shy.
Oh, hey, you're like, oh, my God, it's Corin. Oh, that's the Corin.
You mean they didn't confuse us?
Yeah, she probably thought I was you. That's probably
She's
what happened.
All, oh, Matt.
So there was that. Who else? I saw Mario from Sierra Nevada.
Oh, Mario. I didn't get to see Mario.
Saw Scotty B.
I didn't get to see Corin. I saw Scotty B.
Saw Matt Vaught there.
Oh, I didn't see Matt.
Who else did I see that evening? I saw all the celebrities. Only talked to a few, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't get to talk to everyone that much.
Yep. I saw Mikey Topor.
Yeah,
right.
I saw Nick. That's how crazy it was. It was like Nick was there. I was like,
Captain?
We basically just the head nodded to each other. Like, hey, man.
Woo!
Hey, you're here too. All right.
All right. Okay, good.
Cool. That's how crazy it was in there. I was just like, I can't even sit with Matt or Nick right now because things are too crazy in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Every table was full.
Oh, yeah. Everything was full. It was, the patio was just like, just looked like craziness. I like went out there just to see what was like, and it was just like, there's just all kinds of shit going on out here, and I just went back inside.
Bye.
I don't even know what this is. Bye. I couldn't even figure out the untapped board. Like,
I think I must have been checking in wrong, or the system wasn't checking in.
Doing it wrong.
I could not sweep the board. I never could see myself on the board. Damn because it. They have it. They have it
vertical.
Vertical, and so you're small as you're check. Your check-ins are smaller down there, so you got to be really close to see what's what. And I never saw myself on that board. Uh-huh. So I may have just been too idiotic to check in properly, because you got to check into the venue.
You have to do the venue. Yeah,
you got to do the venue properly to get yourself on the board. And I may have been screwing that up.
Yeah, first couple of times I didn't do the venue. And I noticed, you don't just get on the board checking in.
Right,
you
got to do the venue. You got to do the venue. Get yourself on the board. Pro tip. Pro tip. There we go.
The board is working.
We have Zax is working. It's just there now. So plan your present. Get in touch with us or Scotty D, our present. Whatever you want to do. You're figuring out a beercation in Fresno. We'll figure it out with you. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four. PerfectFourPod.com is the website. The Nick 80. If you want to follow Nick on social media, Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. You can also find him at Tioga Sequoia's Beer Garden in downtown Fresno. Mm-hmm. He's roaming around there from Wednesday through Sunday. He's out there.
Yep.
Just chilling. working his ass off.
Eating burritos.
Eating burritos. Yep. And having fun.
Yep.
And I'm Mikey Top 4 on social media. And thank you guys for listening. Have a great week. Have fun. Next week is our year, Beer of the Year episode. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. All the Kwanzaa. Have a kick-ass Kwanzaa. And we'll see you next week on the Perfect Four. Hey, guys. Be safe. Check your dates. Have the fun! And we're driving! Dang.